You're listening to Mind Over Motherhood.
Welcome to the Mind Over Motherhood podcast, your new favorite show for all things mindset, motherhood, and mental health. I'm your host, Dr. Carly Crew, a mom of twin girls, modern-day nomad, and MD psychotherapist specializing in women's mental health. I believe that life is full of challenges that can hold you back from being the best version of yourself and living your most incredible life. Your mind shouldn't be one of those things. So listen in each week as I share practical tips and expert strategies to help you manage your mindset, improve your mental health, and be the woman and mother you've always known you could be. So grab a cup of something delicious and let's dive in.
Let's talk about powerful emotions, okay? Let's talk about rage. Let's talk about anger that makes you want to punch holes in walls, because that's how I was feeling last night. And I want to take this opportunity to chat with you a little bit about powerful emotions, because we all have them. We all will have moments in our lives where we feel like we could literally kill someone because we are so angry, or we feel like we might actually die because we're so upset, because something so painful is happening to us. And we all have these sorts of moments in our lives. And I had one of these yesterday. So I want to tell you a little bit about it. And I want to give you some strategies for managing this moment. And I call these crisis moments. And crisis management skills are really important in mental health, because no matter how much we try to, manage our mental health and support ourselves so that we're always feeling good, crises are inevitable. They're out of our control. And so we do need some skills to help us manage crisis. Okay, so let's cut scene to me sitting down on the couch last night, preparing to use, you know, my 3 valuable hours after the kids go to bed to edit the videos for my monthly membership, the Unoya Collective. And so every month in the membership, I release a mini course about a relevant topic to women's mental health. These are like high impact, intense mini courses that I record for my members. And I was so proud of myself, because on Monday this week, I used all my best time management skills and time blocked the entire day on Monday when the girls were at play school to bulk record these videos. And I did my hair all nice and I recorded them and I got right to work as soon as the kids went to play school. And I successfully recorded probably close to 2 hours of video in very few takes. I was very proud of myself and felt very accomplished. And so last evening I sat down to edit the videos, because of course I wanted to just go through and make sure I could crop out any of the outtakes and add slides, the sort of thing. And imagine my dismay and distress when all of my videos recorded faulty. So I started to try to play them back in a particular software, which I will never use again. And the video was very choppy. I couldn't hear any of the audio. I couldn't extract the audio to just use slides. And all of the videos are like this. So I went through, I think, 8 or 9 different videos, and they're all not working. And so this is a moment of incredible anger and distress, because I know, if you're anything like me, I'm very careful with my time management. I like to get things done. I like to manage my time as most effectively as possible to get things done. And now I have to have all of these videos re-recorded and edited and prepared for Monday. And it's a short month. So just imagine the anger. Okay, so here I am, quite literally being overwhelmed with incredible amount of emotion. I am so, so angry. I feel like I could hit the wall, right? And this happens to all of us. So like, I share this because I'm not some, monk who never has any emotions. I still have a lot of emotions, even though I teach all about mental health. And actually emotion regulation, emotional intelligence, being able to identify and work with and manage your emotions are all a really critical part of mental health and mental wellness. So I want to talk to you a little bit about what I did in this moment, because there are some things that we do when we are in crisis that make it worse. Okay. And so the cardinal rule of crisis management when it comes to your mental health is that you may not be able to make it better in that moment, but your sole purpose and goal in a crisis moment is to not make things worse. And this is really tricky, because often making things worse and kind of acting out in a destructive way feels really validating when we're angry or when we're upset, especially if we're angry towards someone else or, there's a relationship disruption or something. Like, hurting that other person sometimes feels really good, but it's not what we really want to do. Like, it's not when we're in wise mind. It's when we're in emotion mind that we do all these things. And so if we follow from the fact that when you're in a crisis, whether it's like anger or sadness or whatever, you know, overwhelm even, which is something a lot of my clients struggle with, we have to have some tools in our toolbox that we can lean on right away that will help us to not make things worse. Okay? Because the point is not, again, we'd love to feel better. We'd love to take away the emotional experience, but it doesn't matter what I did. These videos were not going to work. I couldn't recreate them. In that moment, I had to basically move towards accepting what had happened. And I was very angry about it. And I think rightfully so. I think a lot of people, like, if you've ever been like working on something for a really long time and then it just disappears, it's extremely, extremely frustrating. And it makes you very, very angry. Okay. And so what do I do in that moment? Okay. So one of the skills that I really love to use has the acronym TIP. And this is a distress management skill. So take notes if you're watching this. I hope this is helpful. So TIPs, the three letters in TIP are T, I, and P. Okay. And the purpose of TIP is to use these skills to rapidly activate the parasympathetic nervous system. So when we're in a very powerful emotion, our sympathetic nervous system is very activated, right? This is our fight or flight response. It's our physiological arousal to get through difficult moments. Our anger, fear, all of these emotions come from our sympathetic nervous system because they were designed to motivate us to move and do something. So in the moment, we need to do the opposite, and we need to try to right then activate our parasympathetic nervous system. And these skills, these TIP skills, do exactly that. And I'm going to go through them in detail here. So the first one, T stands for temperature. Okay. Temperature refers to the dive reflex. So we all have a primitive dive reflex that basically, if you were to fall into a lake, right, a freezing cold lake, that freezing cold water on your skin, specifically around your eyes and your nose, like your face, once it's submerged in cold water, activates your parasympathetic nervous system. And the reason this happens, it's an evolved reflex in our bodies, the dive reflex, is because if you were in an ice cold lake, you all of a sudden, your parasympathetic nervous system would need you to require less oxygen and require less metabolic resources. So that's a lot of mumbo jumbo medical speak for when we activate the parasympathetic nervous system, we're asking our body to instantly relax right then. Okay. So when we think about tea, temperature, we need to use cold water. Okay. And it's really simple. It's very practical, but basically you want to get this period of your face, part of your face right here, into the cold. So what did I do last night? I walked up to the sink, right? I turned the sink on ice cold and I put it on my face. It works even better if you have like an ice pack that like, you know, an eye ice pack that you can put on your eyes. Sometimes you can just open the freezer and stick your head in the freezer, right? Something like this to rapidly activate the parasympathetic nervous system. You could get a big bowl of ice water and stick your face in it, right? Like you can do this lots of different things. You can grab veggies out of the freezer and stick them on your face. Okay, this is the T part of the TIP scale, which is using temperature, using the cold, oopsies, to activate your dive reflex and activate your parasympathetic nervous system. Okay, that's crisis management skill number one. Crisis management skill number two is intense exercise. So this one takes a little bit longer, but the value of exercise in emotion cannot be understated. So for example, if you are having a very, you know, aroused emotion, anger, sadness, whatever it is, that you're having a lot of physiological arousal and you want to activate the parasympathetic nervous system, you need to get your body moving really fast. Like you're almost reactivating the sympathetic nervous system, because what will happen after you do intense exercise, within 10 to 20 minutes of completing that movement, your body's natural parasympathetic drive will kick in to slow the body down. Okay, so it's almost like we're using our nervous system to help us regulate. We're like hijacking it a bit. Like if you know that after you exercise, the body's natural reaction is to use the parasympathetic drive to slow the body down, you can use this in intense moments of crisis and stress to help regulate your mood as well. So in my example, when I had lost all my videos and I was absolutely furious, what did I do? I got up, I walked around the house because quite frankly, I wanted to punch a wall. I did jumping jacks, right? So sometimes just moving your body, one, it distracts you as well because it's hard to focus on what you're doing and do something crazy like dance really violently, loud music, something like that. But using this intense exercise really helps you activate your parasympathetic nervous system in about 10 to 20 minutes. So the first skill, like TIP, the temperature skill, will work right instantly. And it might not take away the emotion, but it's distracting you enough that you don't make the situation worse and you're activating your parasympathetic nervous system. The third one, the P in the TIP skill, which is a crisis management skill to help you get through intense moments of emotion, is paced breathing. There's another way we can activate the parasympathetic nervous system, and it's with our exhales. So when we inhale, our sympathetic nervous system gets triggered, and when we exhale, our parasympathetic nervous system gets activated, okay? And so paced breathing refers to taking shorter in-breaths and longer out-breaths. Breathing and breath work are such a huge, powerful skill that we can rely on in moments of crisis, but focusing specifically on lengthening your exhale can really help to activate the parasympathetic nervous system and help you come down from that high of emotion that you're feeling. And so I'm a huge fan of breathing. My kids are always deep breathing. Sometimes I have them count out their breaths, like especially Monroe, she gets very overwhelmed. She's 4, right? And so she gets very overwhelmed. And often now on her own accord, when she gets worked up, I will hear her 1, 2, right? And this is a skill you can use with your kids, but also with yourself, right? So really slow out breaths is really key. Okay, so I really love this TIP skill. Now, the thing about the TIP skill is that it's not going to take your emotion away. It's not going to take away the situation that caused the emotion. It's just going to get you through that heightened crisis period, because sure enough, 20, 25 minutes, I'm still angry. Don't get me wrong. I'm still angry, but I'm not like I want to kill people, okay? I have been able to slow the body down, realize it's not the crisis that it is. Let's not kid, but realize that I still have the resources that I can re-record the videos. It's whatever, it is what it is. And that's where that beautiful skill of non-judgment comes in as well. So I hope this is helpful. There's lots of skills you can use for distress tolerance. This is basically what it is distress tolerance. I teach a lot of these things in my client work in Unoya Medical, as well as I teach this in my membership program. In upcoming months, we're gonna have mini courses on emotion regulation and distress tolerance and overwhelm and all these things. So if you found this helpful, then please let me know. I love sharing this sort of stuff. I think these skills are really valuable. And when I have emotional moments, I'm realizing that you probably do too. So I hope this is helpful. Drop your comments if you have questions, and be sure to share this if you found it helpful, because I think a lot more people need to hear about how they can get through these really powerful emotions and have a really wonderful, I'm gonna go record more videos now. That should be fun. But you guys have a great afternoon. It was really, really awesome chatting to you.
Thank you so much for listening to Mind Over Motherhood. If you love this episode, it would mean the world to me if you could take a screenshot, tag me, and share it on your socials so I know that you're listening. If you have questions or concerns about anything I discussed in this episode, or have ideas for new episodes, please reach out to me. I would love to hear from you. Catch you next time.